Hello.
Hey, is John there?
What can I do for you?
Hey, John, this is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. I know you're busy, so I really don't want to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to follow up with you on a finance offer that our bank had mailed out to your business about two and a half weeks ago. And basically, it was based on some financing you did, looks like maybe for some capital a couple years back. And so based on that, we were able to approve you for equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000. So just kind of want to circle back with you and see what you have in the pipeline where you might need some financing.
Well, I don't know that I'm in need of anything right now. Something probably in the next couple of months.
Oh, yeah? What are you looking to do in the next couple of months?
Well, I might do a little expansion, but the main thing is just some operating capital, and I have a couple of minor things I'm thinking about improving in the shop.
Okay. How much, like, an expansion to your current shop, or adding a different, like, a second location?
Oh, it'd be just an upgrade here.
Okay, an upgrade over there. And so what kind of operational costs would you be needing?
I'd probably be looking. I've got a cash advance type loan right now that was originally $10,000 on a 7-month payoff. And right now, it's a few months old. It's something that in a couple of months after it gets down a little bit further, I wouldn't mind kind of making a change there, upgrading it.
Yeah, who did you get that one with, if you don't mind me asking?
QuickBridge.
I'm sorry?
Through QuickBridge.
Oh, QuickBridge. Okay, through QuickBridge. I've heard of them. And so it was a $10K was for the amount. And what was the total payback? Do you remember?
About 12.
Okay. Okay, that's not too bad there. And so it's 7-month payoff. You've had it for a few months now, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. And so what are you mainly using that for?
Well, we just some operating capital. Business has been up and down here lately, and I've actually had some health issues, and it's kind of helping me get by while I'm a little sick, and until I can get back to 100% physically.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely that's something that you should be focused on. Sorry to hear about your health issues. I know that can be really annoying to deal with.
Oh, well, no, it is what it is. We do what we can.
Right. No, I hear you. And so so it sounds like right now, basically you have that 10K one out. It's been a few months. And then when that one's over, you might be looking to upgrade it or get, like, would you want a larger amount next time? Or is that about the amount that you'd be looking to do?
Well, I probably wouldn't be looking to do more than about 15.
Okay. So maybe about 15. How much were your gross annual sales last year? Because with our working capital program, we can unlock about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. So what are your sales looking like?
Well, the last couple of years in a row, they've been right at about 125 to 130.
Okay, perfect.
Great amount of volume.
Okay, not too great of a volume, but you know what? That's definitely, like, within the range. So based on that, and if you're still, are you still tracking about that for this year?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So 130, we could definitely get you like 13 to 19,000 about.
Right.
So that would definitely fall in the range. And so the operational cost is that basically just kind of like maintenance, rent, some of the equipment upgrades, things like that?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then, sorry, just taking some notes. So how long have you guys been in business over there?
It will be 8 years come February.
Oh, nice. And how long have you been in the industry?
Since about 1971 or two.
Oh, nice. You must really enjoy it.
Well, there's days I enjoy it.
No, I hear you. How would you rate your credit? Is it like good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
It's probably in the middle.
Middle. Yeah, middle's like about 680, so probably somewhere around there.
It's in the sixes.
Okay, not too bad. Yeah, we would have... I'm sorry?
I've got a house... There's been a lot of inquiries on my credit since we're purchasing a house.
And
those inquiries have cost me some points.
Yeah, they do. They do. Did you guys already find the house that you guys are moving into?
Well, it's almost ready to close.
Oh, perfect, perfect. So then after that closes, you won't have those inquiries anymore, and then you can get your credit back up, right?
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. You know, maybe a few months down the road before I do anything.
Yeah, no, that definitely makes sense, and especially because you don't want to take on, like, another loan on top of the loan you have now. But if you do need extra money, what we could do is help you pay off the loan that you have now, and then give you extra money on top of that. So I don't know if you need anything immediate, but if you do, then we could definitely go ahead and look at to see what we could do for you. Otherwise, I could just follow up with you, like, you know, next month, see how things are going.
Okay. Well, you actually caught me. I'm out in the shop. I had to put you on speaker because my hands are in the middle of a transplant.
Oh, well, that's a... No worries. Do you have, like, an email address so I can just send you a quick note and I'll follow up with you that way, and then I'll probably just give you a call next month, see if you guys are ready for that capital?
Yeah, it's John, J-O-H-N, dash, Orlando, R-L-A-N-D-O, @AT.net.
Perfect. John-Orlando @AT&T.net. And when is the best time to get a hold of you or to contact you next?
Mid-morning or mid-afternoon.
Okay, mid-morning or mid-afternoon. Okay, perfect. Okay, so just to kind of recap what we talked about. Basically, right now, you guys have that capital loan that you're using now for operational costs. It was about $10,000, and your total payback was around $12,880. And you've had it for a few months, and mainly just using it, like I said, for that operating capital. But you are looking to expand the shop in the future and kind of upgrade a few things over there and just, you know, fix a few things that have maybe further operational costs that you could use additional capital for. And so based off of that, in a few months is probably when you'd be looking to do that. And so, yeah, based off of that, I would love to follow up with you and just kind of keep each other in the loop. And let's go ahead and send you an email here with our application, and if something comes up in the meantime, feel free to reach out to me. Otherwise, I will definitely keep in contact with you.
Thank you.
All right, awesome. Well, thanks so much, John. Hope things go well, and hope your health gets a little bit better there.
Thanks, and you have a good one.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.